Can I start by asking you for your reaction to the decision to defer this ultimate decision until next winter?
See, I'm not convinced that yesterday's announcement changed all that much. So we're expecting the government to make its position clear next week. That was always going to happen. There was then going to be a vote in Parliament, a free vote, but it's not a legally important vote. It would have been a take-note vote. It would have been taking the temperature of Parliament. And then the government would have had to begin the process of planning, national planning statement. That doesn't change. So whatever happens, the national planning statement will be voted on in about a year's time. That was always going to be the case. So I don't think this changes the timeline in any meaningful sense. What we're expecting next week is the government will make it clear which option it favours. And I obviously am doing everything I can to persuade the government to not back Heathrow expansion, because I think it would be a disaster.
That decision is now in the hands of this cabinet subcommittee, which I think is 9 members strong.
Yes.
Of which not a single one is a London MP. Does that concern you?
Well, it's a national issue. I'm absolutely certain that colleagues like Boris Johnson and Justine Greening will have made their views known both to the committee and to the Prime Minister. They've been strong allies in this campaign for years. They know the issue inside out. So I don't think it changes anything from that perspective.
So you've made your opposition to Heathrow expansion clear for a long time. What are you planning to do if the decision goes the wrong way as far as you're concerned?
Clearly my priority now has to be winning the arguments. And I hope it will be clear to the Prime Minister and her team, she's ultimately going to make the decision, is that in addition to the costs and the pollution and the noise, all of which are problems which are largely unique to Heathrow, it is not deliverable. So even if we get a green light for Heathrow expansion, we're still going to be arguing about Heathrow at the next election and probably the one after. So I will do everything I can to make the case, but I've always been clear that if the government gives a green light to Heathrow expansion, I'm obliged, because of a promise I made years ago to my constituents, to trigger a by-election, and that's what I'll do.
And it seems, if reports are to be believed, that your constituency is behind you, or your constituency party is behind you in this decision.
Yeah, I mean, my local members, association members and councillors and constituents will be thinking through the various options and wondering how they're going to react in the event of a by-election. But it's not a discussion that I'm going to be involved in. I mean, I'm obliged to do what I have to do. I'm committed to standing up for my constituents. I believe that Heathrow expansion would be an outrage for my constituency and way beyond my constituency. So that is a priority for me. It has always been a priority. And I will give it my best shot.
Ultimately, that would mean resigning as an MP and standing again as an independent.
It certainly means triggering a by-election, so stepping down as an MP. But beyond that, I'm resisting getting into a running commentary, because it's not the story. What I do in a by-election or how I react after a by-election is a side issue. The real issue is stopping Heathrow expansion, and I'm doing everything I possibly can to win those arguments.
Obviously, you're talking to your constituents. I mean, what is the feeling on the ground as this decision gets closer?
Well, there is still some hope. I mean, people here are very familiar with the arguments. You could interview most people in the constituency and they'll know the issue inside out. So they feel very, very strongly about it. While I'm talking to you now, I suspect I'll be receiving 1 or 2, maybe 5 emails about Heathrow, either current issues or expansion related. People care passionately about it. They know the issue inside out, and they want me to help them win the campaign. And that's what I'm committed to doing.